This is East Coast Breakfast.
It's Highway to Health right now, brought to you by the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health. Growing KwaZulu-Natal together, and with that we welcome the head of KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health, Dokotela Sandile Shabalala. Sawubona, Dokotela.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Good morning. After the Easters, we all went to church, I'm checking the register, I'm seeing someone who didn't.
One and a half.
No one didn't go. good morning, family. Good morning.
Dokotela, today is World Autism Day, and I do like the opportunity to shine a light on this. Can you, for anyone listening right now, can you debrief quickly on autism, this condition, and shed a light on its causes or its symptoms?
Autism is one of those difficult disorders or disabilities to define. It's a developmental disorder of the brain. Now, how you see it, you see how the person who's got this disability or disorder, by how they learn, how they behave, how they communicate, how they interact with people at a social level. Usually you find this around the age of 12 months, you start to see that the development is in a specific way. The preference of this child is certain things, but the social interaction is such that he or she rarely looks at people but prefer objects and specific objects at that. If you take that object, they easily get to be frustrated, and the way they then react is like they become very, very irrational if you remove their things. But at a social level, they struggle, therefore, to learn a lot of things and behave in an abnormal way. Even their movement sometimes can be seen that this is abnormal. However, the problem we have is that you can't see anything physically, neither is there a test that says this is autism. You see it as the person grows. Some are found, as I said, 12 months, some at 24 months, some even 18 months, you realize there is something that is amiss in this child.
So, doctor, what type of treatment is required for these autistic children, and is there a cure?
Now, there is no cure for it. You sometimes, when you pick it early, support the child, dedicate more time in teaching them the social issues, the behavior issues, making them, in some instances, they even prefer a certain or certain individuals. If those individuals are not around them, they find it difficult to interact with others. So you start early to support them firstly in a way that reduces these symptoms and make sure that they've got the strength of being alone and do things without depending on other people and without sticking to one object or that object that they prefer. So the treatment is more supportive than curative.
And Dokotela, just before you go, where can people with autistic children go for suitable health care, and are your clinics well equipped to assist them?
We prefer that they be seen this time specifically by pediatricians, because at an early age, pediatricians, or in some instances pediatric nurses, are the ones that can easily identify that this combination of behaviors is most likely an autistic behavior. But also, some people with genetic information knowledge can be able to detect some of the issues. Then they start to say, how do we manage this specific one? My child with autism compared to another person's child with autism, the treatment or management is different. It depends on the constellation or the combination of behaviors.
Dokotela, thank you for joining on this World Autism Day.
Yes, thank you. Thank you to those listeners.
That was Dr. Sandile Shabalala, HOD for the KZN Department of Health.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.